Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Giovanni Cortolo is here, ladies and gentlemen. Giovanni is, he's a good friend of mine. He's a good friend of yours, whether you know it or not. He's Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. A great American. I don't even want to think about how what Washington would be doing to you and me if it weren't for our good friend Giovanni helping us out. Giovanni, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be on your show and all the great things you do. And thank you for all you're doing for small business.
Well, I appreciate it. And we're glad you're here. Giovanni, you're right there within stone's throw of the White House, of Capitol Hill. What are you seeing? Is anything? I mean, this is I know it's an election year, but there are things that need to be done. The things that need to be, there's work that needs to be done in our government. Is anything getting done this year?
Only the most important. Well, let me rephrase that. The most important things are not getting done. Mm-hmm. It's only the drop dead need to do things that are getting done, and it's a crazy landscape here. Basically this year you may see a transportation bill, a short-term transportation bill get done. You'll see maybe a reauthorization of the Ex-Im Bank. You may see some, as far as funding the government, that can's going to get kicked
down
the road.
Is that going to come up again later this year?
Oh, my goodness. We're setting the stage for an epic battle after the election. This is going to be the most contentious lame duck session because you have a convergence of three or four things that are just absolutely phenomenal that have to take place, and that's the expiration of the Bush tax cuts. You Right. have another debt ceiling battle that will take place in lame duck. And you have this
The lame duck is a period of time, folks, between, if you didn't know, between the election and the new people coming in taking office. And the people who are going out have no motivation. If they lost election, if they're retiring, they're just kind of lame ducks. That's where the term came from.
That's true. It's not a Thanksgiving dinner.
So it's about a 2.5 month, about a 2 month period, isn't it?
Yeah. And unfortunately, what you have there is you have a lot of people that were elected that may not be reelected for the next term, and they're making decisions for you that are going to be of monumental importance to
right.
small business, including this sequestration, the debt ceiling. The whole one-third of the tax code implodes the end of this year. And,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just amazing.
And it's got to be dealt with. It's going to have to be dealt with pretty much before the new people come on board, right, before the new Congress is impaneled.
Well, yeah, and I mean, small businesses are just engulfed in uncertainty. If you're sitting there wondering how to invest your money and what types of returns you're going to get on your money, and it's all based on that tax code, you're scratching your head.
Well, certainly, it's hard to make pricing decisions. It's hard to give customers estimates of what it's going to cost them if they're trying to do their budgets for the next year. If you're trying to bid on work, it's hard to do that if you don't know what your taxes are going to be.
No. Businesses efficiently allocate capital, and that efficiency is based on the returns they're going to get on the capital or projected returns, and that's all based on tax code.
Mm-hmm.
Those are certain events that we have to build into the model when we make our investments. But getting back to your original point, Ways and Means has just said they're closing down. I mean, this is a battle over the future of America, and it's over values. And those types of battles are not easily won and long forgotten. So this election is very monumental.
Do you agree with me? Giovanni, when I say that this is the most important election in our lifetime?
Yes, I say this every time, but
this
Jim,
one, no, this one is.
This one is. We kicked the can down the road, and unfortunately, there is no more road left.
The direction for America in the future, there will be a drastic difference in the direction of America, depending on which way the election goes.
Yes, you know, Alexis de Tocqueville, Democracy in America, 1835, yep, said the American Republic will endure until the day Congress discovers that it can bribe the public with the public's own money.
Mm-hmm. And that's where we are right now.
To that point.
That's where we are, folks.
To that point, yeah,
and they've gotten really good at it. And we have to resist this. And this is where we can no longer count on leadership from Washington. We have to be leaders out here on Main Street. 22, right back with Giovanni Cortolo. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.